Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Caesar, aka TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AK, TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip hop.
Your boy Big XL, and this is Riding Dirty, the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. I gotta say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home for the past 15 plus years. Always gotta say thank you to you guys for being so gracious to open your doors up to our listing. To a guy with some big ideas years ago and just providing me a platform. Also got to say one time for the good people over at Live365.com. Now, those who are not familiar with Live365.com, let me let you know a little bit about them. Live365.com, they are the internet's oldest and longest running streaming site. Now, they're not your typical streaming site like Spotify or iTunes. What they are a platform for small wattage radio stations and internet radio stations to broadcast over the internet. They provide a hub for people to partner up with them, allow them the opportunity to pay royalties to all the artists and the musicians played on their stations, and they just provide a hub, a network. And we partnered up with Live365 last year to launch our very own radio station, Ride 95. All right? So, for all those who want to check out our radio station, it's very, very simple and easy. All you got to do is go to Live365.com. Again, that's Live365.com. Go to the search engine, type in Ride 95. Once you see our station logo, click on the station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, for everyone who wants to check us out via their mobile device, it's also just as simple and easy. All you got to do is download the Live365 app. Once you download the app, go to the search engine, type in RIDE, the number 9, the number 5, click on the station logo, and you'll have us right there at your fingertips. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right? So, again, one time for the good people over at Live365.com. One time for the good people over at Ride 95. And one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM. All right, let me tell you all about our amazing sponsor. One time for Liquor Lollipops. Liquor Lollipops are premium hard candy designed to taste like your favorite alcoholic beverage. If you like the taste of gin and juice, they got you. If you like the taste of Tennessee whiskey, they got you. If you like that Mardi Gras, they got you. All right, be sure to visit them at LiquorLollipops.com. Find out how you can become a brand ambassador. Find out how you can have Liquor Lollipops in your business or at your next event. All right, make sure you tell them Vic XL and the Riding Dirty Show sent you, and they'll definitely look out great people. One time for my man, Javier Cormier, who's always looked out for the kid. All right? Also, got to say one time for my man, DJ Slip Rock. Man, if you're in the Georgia area, if on the south side, make sure you check out my man, DJ Slip Rock. He's definitely putting it down every Friday, every Saturday at Taps Bar and Grill over at 10395 Tara Boulevard. And that's in Mara, Georgia. Again, it's 10395 Tara Boulevard, Mara, Georgia. All you artists, make sure you get your music to my man, DJ Slip Rock. All right. Man, it's time for me to get into it, man. I'll let you know about our amazing sponsor. I'll let you know about the good people at WRFG. I'll let you know about my man, DJ Slip Rock, who always keeps everything blazing with the hottest tunes. Now it's time for me to do what I like to do most, and that's bring on our guests. All right? The people who are definitely moving, shaking. The people that are changing our community bit by bit, brick by brick, minute by minute, second by second. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different than any other night on the Ride and Dirty show. So, welcome to the Ride and Dirty platform, my guy, King Mushu. What's up, King?
Hey, how you doing, Brother King?
Man, I cannot complain. The first thing I want to do is say thank you for giving us the opportunity to chop it up with you on the Ride and Dirty platform.
Well, I thank you for giving me the opportunity also. I'm very grateful for this.
The second thing I want to do is I want to definitely say thank you, man. You definitely gave me something that really, really helped me out with this COVID situation that's been going around the world. So definitely blessings for that.
Oh, the therapy work? Oh, thank you. Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay. All right, so look, let's get into it, man. Let's take a walk, a journey in the life of King Mushu. The first thing I want to ask is, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are. King Mushu, just okay. Like the dragon from Mulan.
Okay. All right, now, let the people know where you're from. And what was your introduction to the music business? What made you realize this was something you wanted to pursue?
Well, originally I was born in Vancouver, Washington, but I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. And I was in the military when I was roughly 19, and I ran into a friend. And, you know, he was always freestyling around me. And originally it was his dream, but he didn't have no business structure, and I was always the entrepreneur type. So basically I was trying to make him famous, but then I fell in love with it also. I started writing rhymes and, you know, helping him, you know, get his music out there and stuff like that, and I just fell in love with it. I felt like this is what's meant for me also. But go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish up.
Oh no! I was just gonna say, and ever since then, I started my own label, and just been, you know, like a train, man. Just keep moving forward.
All right, I gotta ask, what happened to that friend?
We had a falling out, due to some personal things, but it is what it is. Some people just not, they can't. They take things too personal, you know, constructive criticism. Some people just don't understand, like, there's a difference between being friends and business, but it is what it is.
All right, no doubt. Now, growing up in the area you grew up in, what was the opportunities like for one to attempt to pursue the music?
In Baltimore, the chances were high, but the chances of dying were high also because if you know anything about Baltimore, it's a very violent city, and that's the thing. You know, we've had some pretty great artists. You know, R.I.P. Lil Scooter. He unfortunately was a casualty, but you know that's why I moved out the city. just trying to freaking stay out of trouble as much as I can, because it's almost impossible not to get in trouble in Baltimore. Like, even when you just chill, in trouble comes to you somehow, some way. So I had to, you know, just leave out, do the mature thing, and just keep pursuing my dreams. And I'm working on my second album right now, Dawn of the Dragon. Oh, I actually finished it not so long ago. I challenged my team to 30 songs in 30 days. We did 35. So we're just ready to release songs. Yeah.
Wow. So look, yeah, I got to ask, because you mentioned the military. What was the military life like for you?
The military was cool. It wasn't really for me, because there's a lot of double standards, and you know, people like who didn't deserve power was power tripping, and they got the power because, you know, they were kissing up and stuff. And I'm not about that kissing up life, you know what I'm saying? I let my work show for me. And a lot of guys in the military, you know, they rank up, and it's like you can tell they've been bullied all their life because they don't know how to deal with the power. So I just got kind of tired of it, my unit. So I got out.
All right. How much time did you spend in the military, and what branch were you in?
3.5 years in the Army.
All right. Now, what did you take away from the military that you was able to apply to your entry into the music business?
Well, to be honest, how not to lead. Because the military, the believe it or not, when you're in the military, you know the in and outs more of the military, and they are very ineffective with communication. I feel like even though it's supposed to be organized structure, it's not. You know, like we'll be going on missions and stuff be lost. One person knows this amount of details, the other person knows this amount of details, and it's never like cohesive. And that's what I learned, and I apply that to my business because I focus on communicating effectively in my business, because I've realized how badly it failed in the military.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, believe it.
Now.
Yeah,
now.
Believe it or not, yeah. You'd be surprised.
Now, I know in the military, though, you got to have a large amount of discipline. And you say you just done 35 songs in 30 days. So I'm sure some of that discipline had to come into play, correct?
Nope. That discipline came from martial arts, actually. I've been studying martial arts since I was 13. So that discipline was always in place in me. And I grew up in an Asian household. You know, I am Vietnamese, Chinese, and Black. So... Yeah, I like due to martial arts, I've always had the discipline. I've always been working out, training myself. You know, I'm very inspired by Grandmaster Bruce Lee. So that's where my discipline comes from.
Okay, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the name King Mushu, and I'm sure maybe it came from your family background. But let's talk about the name. How did the name come about?
Oh, okay, so the crazy thing, while I was in the military, I was at a party with a friend. Her name's Ashley. And I was describing her, like, she told me I was kind of like, she was wondering what ethnicity I was and stuff. And I started explaining it. So she started saying I was like Mushu from Mulan. Because, you know, Eddie Murphy played as an Asian dragon, and I'm an Asian person. And ironically, all my life, people have been relating me to dragons. So I like the name just stuck. And then when I came back to Baltimore, people just started calling me King because of the stuff I was doing for them and stuff. You know, I was looking out for a lot of people, and they started calling me King, and the name just stuck, King Mushu. It's kind of like a destiny kind of thing.
Nope.
It's like the people around me was telling me, like, you know.
Okay.
I'm outside
now,
right now, so it's kind
of now,
huh?
When you started to pursue music on your own, not helping someone but helping yourself, what were some of the challenges you faced?
Oh, a lot. I've dated some girls that were jealous, and, you know, they were overthinkers, thinking that I was going to leave them once I become famous and stuff. So they try to ruin my music career. Deleted contracts, that I was making. My studio equipment got stolen like 3-4 times. family members dying, you know, friends dying in the midst of all this. And just my finances getting dinged by dating the wrong people and stuff. And it really slowed me down. But regardless, it just slowed me down. It didn't stop me, you know. You don't let it stop you. Yeah, I've been going through it, grieving over, like, yeah, my grandmother just passed. My cousin passed in the midst of me making my first project, Rise of King Mushu. I almost gave up on the project, but I was like, nah, like, giving up's not me, you know?
Yeah, right. My cousin passed. So, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. All right, so what made you never give up in going through everything you've been through?
Just, you know, going back to childhood and, you know, I've been through a lot through my childhood also. So just noticing that I lived through that and I'm still here with a smile on my face, more confident than ever. So use that strength to drive through, you know, the bad times. And, you know, finding positive outlets help a lot too. Like, you know, like I said, I'm really into martial arts. So I study martial arts. I meditate. Meditation is a beautiful way to get rid of depression, anxiety and stuff. Eating healthy. Definitely drink alkaline water, eat alkaline foods, you know. That stuff really helps, man, with the human spirit. It strengthens it. All that good stuff.
Okay. Now, you mentioned dating. So is it fair to say that dating has been challenging for you as you pursued your career in music?
Yes, it was actually. Sometimes dating, like if a person doesn't understand and they're insecure, they just kind of overthink, you know? They're like, oh, whether this person makes all this money and they leave me, oh, why does he have so many women in his videos? So, you know, it's just kind of like an insecurity thing, but that's where trust come in and reassurance. But maybe I was just young and we were just young in those relationships and we just didn't understand, we weren't fully mature yet. So that's why it happened the way it happened, but it is what it is.
All right. Now, with that being said, and you also mentioned that you're on your second project. Tell me a little bit about the first project before we get into the second project.
Okay, so the first project, The Rise of King Mushu, has about almost 200,000 streams organically right now, and it's a first part of my trilogy project because the way I planned it out is a 3-album, and the first album was just me finding my voice in the music world. And it's a chronological story behind how I did it, you know, the people I encountered that I felt like helped me a lot at the time. And I just, you know, put them in story form throughout the songs. And then, it's been doing really well. Freaking most of the songs are on radio. Thanks to that album, I've been on, I think, like 7 blogs so far.
All right, now, how much of the music you make do you contribute to your study of martial arts?
A lot, because to be honest, when I first started out, I was horrible at music, but just like a martial artist, they understand through training you can always get better. And basically, that's how I took martial arts. It's almost like practicing kung fu, you know? It's a form of kung fu to me. And sometimes, just like Grandmaster Bruce Lee say, you know, move like water. You got to move like water through the beat. That's the flow. You can't use the same flow on every beat. You know, you got to switch it up if you want to improve and evolve. And that's how I conceptualize music.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about your second project, the second part of the trilogy.
Okay. So the second part of the trilogy, well, the first album I didn't do my best on purpose because I wanted to focus more on the marketing side. And at the time, I didn't have the budget to get really quality songs, so I didn't go as hard as I could. But the second album, it's more intrapersonal, so it's, I'm telling stories of my past, my childhood, and throughout the stories, it's like how I came to be, basically. And the stuff that was going on in my life, like my cousin was selling drugs to one of my uncles. You know, a lot of crazy things going on. And it's a very spiritual album also. Because throughout the album, I was kind of like finding God. And, well, because I'm not religious, I'm more spiritual, you know. So that's kind of like how the album was conceptualized, like through a spiritual finding yourself through hardship and just maintaining and staying strong.
Okay. Well, that's dope. Has the project been released, or when can we expect it to be released?
Yes, you guys can expect it to be released March 16th. I already released two singles from the project, and the singles are called Maze. That's a very observational project. It's about how the government's basically trapping black people and, you know, screwing us over through social media and brainwashing us and all that kind of stuff. And then the second song is called On the Count of Five, and it's kind of like a story form of how I had to basically steal and rob to eat as a child. So, yeah, they're all on different music platforms, Spotify, iTunes, all that.
All right, hold on, Mushu. Man, you done dealt. You had to steal food.
Yeah, man. When I was back when I was 12, 12, like middle schoolish, you know, I used to get like the neighborhood kids to come with me, and we used to go, you know, just steal food from stores. Cause I'm first generation American, so when my family came over here, we were, you know, poverty stricken. So it was very hard to, you know, feed three kids as a single mother. So she had to move away, and I had to live with grandma, so I had to do my thing to help out.
Were yeah, you ever caught? Like.
Nope. I was very slick with it. Very slick with it. Never caught.
All right. I hate to ask this, but I got to ask. When you were stealing food, what was your favorite item to steal?
Okay. It was between it was like the, you know, the summer barbecue sausages and pink
uh-huh.
salmon. Pink salmon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, cuz I used to take this stuff and take it home and cook for everybody, so you know.
Well, did they ever ask you where you were getting this food from?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why my grandmother kicked me out. She said I was too much for her, so I had to go move with my mother in Baltimore.
All right.
Yeah.
So where do you reside now?
Say that again, brother.
Where do you reside now?
I'm in El Paso right now, but I'm getting ready to move to Atlanta, actually, Stockbridge. Stockbridge, Georgia.
Oh.
So like 15 minutes away or something like that. Yeah.
I hate that. What's causing the move, or what's making you move to Stockbridge?
Better music scene. I moved out here originally to do music with people, but that didn't work so well because, you know, some people come into your company and act like they run stuff, you know, and people's egos get in the way. So I had to cut some people loose.
Okay.
So yeah.
So you're moving the whole team to Georgia.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We already got two of the other pioneers, Legacy the Boss. She's with our sister company, Loyalty Music Group, and Tokyo Escobar. He's my very close friend and business partner also. He's our executive manager.
Okay. So look, speaking of Tokyo Escobar, I ran across this song that I want to play to end this interview called Kagome. Am I saying that correctly?
Kagome.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that song, Kagome. Please explain to me the concept about Kagome and what project is that record on?
That project is on the Dawn of the Dragon, the second album. And the concept behind it is I was actually rapping about weed, but I conceptualize it like a black woman. And Kagome is actually an anime character, and the anime character, she's a very loyal person. And basically, you know, like I was kind of saying through all this time, you know, the only person that was the only girl there for me was Mary Jane. But when you listen to it, you think it's just for a regular girl.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. Well, look, King Mushu, when you touch down in the Georgia area, definitely look me up because I actually live within 30 minutes of Stockbridge. And I would definitely like to meet you in person. Oh, I got to ask, man, what's the secret science behind the afro?
I'm glad you asked. So through my spiritual learnings, I learned that our hairs are basically frequency antennas, and that's why a lot of, like, people in high spirituality, like shamans and Rastafarians and stuff, they grow out their hair because it increases their intuition. Yeah, like the dreadlocks.
No, I never knew that.
Yeah. Even Buddha, you know, Siddhartha Gautama Buddha, he has the really curly hair. Yeah, they all grow out their hair because it increases their intuition, and it actually works. And if you notice, women are naturally more intuitive than men, especially, like, women with longer hair.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
well, King Mushu, definitely, this is what I want you to do for me. First and foremost,
yes,
let the people know how to find you when it comes to the World Wide Web and social media. Let them know about the upcoming project, where it can be found. Let them know about the pre-existing project, and then introduce that joint, Kagome, for me.
Okay, one time, you guys can find me on IG, KINGMUSHU 888. Facebook is Tony with the good hair. And, yeah, Tony's my real name, by the way. And my music can be found on all platforms, specifically Spotify and iTunes, because that's where I'm most popping right now. I would also like to give another shout out to Tori Ann's Catering. That's my wife's catering company. And she's been working really hard at it, and we're going to find a way to fuse our companies together. So you guys are going to be seeing a lot more of that soon. And, yeah. Yeah, you can just Google my name, KINGMUSHU. And, and let's start Kagome.
Appreciate it, my G. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, brother. You too.
On large plates, I put that booty in all face. I put that booty in all shapes. Sink it down for the boy. Shoot that thing for the boy. I jump up in the well. She stay wet for the boy. Splash, I got her. swag, no problem. At Rose, she shot him. Pimpin', got options. I fucked her, she coming. So why am I stopping? Hey, she locking my hand on her booty, the ass she popping. I feel it, the pussy is goofy and sloppy. Pull out the thing, and yeah, she taught me. I pull out the thing, and yeah, she taught me. Ass in the air, and head, she dropping. Ass in the air, and head, she dropping. She locking my hand on her booty, the ass she popping. I feel it, the pussy is goofy and sloppy. Ass in the air, and head, she dropping.
She's sticking with me, thick and thin. I love this girl. If she's with me, I am sure to win. I love this girl. She's my lover and my best friend. I love this girl. I love this girl. I love this girl. She's my Kagome. Love the way she hold me. Yeah, yeah. She's my Kagome. Love the way she hold me. What? She's my Kagome. Love the way she hold me. Hold
yo.
Up. Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Her hair pattern is 4C. Anything she wants me, only ask me, never force me. Scream her name, we in the bed. I beat them guts of course. But damn, this pussy's some indica. I'm falling asleep, it's dawn. I can dream through a sandstorm. Make me wanna write a damn poem about it. I wanna tell everyone. I wanna tell everyone. Let the whole world know about it. Without dropping your name, Dr. Major don't got time for these names. You give me that loyalty. Give me that loyalty, I treat you like royalty. She sees that I'm working, we're writing these verses, never annoy me. She knows I have purpose, she helping me work, and she enjoying it. Helping me market, bringing the cash, and never distracted. Her love is magic, got me ecstatic, her eyes are static, I'm matching the class, and it just so happens to be chemistry. This is a pain you never seen, put together so heavenly. You pushing this good, you looking this good, tell me how I'm supposed to leave. Only with you and winning this do one way I'm supposed to be. Hey, she's sticking with me, thick and thin. I love this girl. If she's with me, I am sure to win. I love this girl. She's my lover and my best friend. I love this girl. I love this girl. I love this girl. She's my Kagome, love the way she hold me, yeah, yeah. She's my Kagome, love the way she hold me, what? She's my Kagome, love the way she hold me, hold up. My tongue is my sword, I swing with the might of Inu Yasha the beast. Awakened from deep sleep, only one can stop me. Only obey the words of Indigo, that's my Kagome. That's my Kagome, that's my Kagome. Yo, check out Mize Edibles on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? You smoke weed, you eat weed. You know what I'm saying? That's M-A-I, my M-A-I underscore edibles. Go check them out. Order some snacks, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody love weed. Come on now.
All right. That was my guy King Mushu. And the name of that joint was Kome. Kagome. All right, y'all, make sure y'all check him out on all streaming platforms. And that's King Mushu 888 on IG. All right, it's your boy Vic XL. This is the Ride and Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip hop and everyday life. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 p.m. with another exciting interview. And y'all stay black and keep it gangster. All right, yeah.